The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space, so there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyamba.
Lord, everything about tonight is retarded, folks. It's crazy. Technical difficulties galore, but we got it.
Somehow we managed to pull it all together at the last minute.
Boo-woop, so. Boo-weep, this in between the holiday time sucks. I need a new boyfriend. Deja vu error.
Hello?
System 3 missing data.
Hello?
Crystal 9. What is going on here?
Hello? I heard Betty.
I pushed Betty out. Did we hear Betty?
I heard Betty.
I didn't hear Betty.
You didn't hear Betty? I don't know why you're not hearing Betty. You should hear Betty regardless of what you use, be it Skype or this other thing.
Boo-woop, boo-weep, this in between the holiday time sucks. I need a new boyfriend. Deja vu error system 3 missing data crystal 9. What is going on here?
Well, great. Well, we're all kinds of fucked up everywhere. Nobody knows how to fix it. So, this is Anthony in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
Hi, it's Betty, your lovable, artificial personality
Hi,
unit.
Betty.
This is episode 115 of the Joe and Anthony Show. The real episode 114 from Monday, December 11th, 2017. Yay, plug land time.
Oh, wait.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
background track
you,
used
Betty.
On the Joe and Anthony Show was created
too.
By Kevin MacLeod. Visit his website at www.incompetech.com. We recast these shows and much more on Shyamba Radio. From WRFU, the World Labor Hour, CPR News with Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and Up From Soul with Sanguine Fromage. Visit shyamba.info for our complete broadcast schedule. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
Thanks, Betty. Phew, good Lord.
You got it, Anthony.
Wow. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Here's the thing. When Betty's talking, I can't hear anything of what you say.
Wow.
Or any of the background music. So this will be the caveat for tonight's show, folks. We have had to go back to a fail-safe mode.
Yeah, we had to go back to Skype for some reason.
Yeah, so this is crazy, but we're changing up the format tonight.
Yeah, we are. And Joe, why don't you tell everyone about the new format while I go retrieve my microwave popcorn from the studio break room?
So
there you go.
Due to some listener feedback that we solicited recently, we've gone ahead and eliminated the weather from the beginning. We are still going to have the weather. It's going to just be in front of our news tracks, which, of course, the news tracks are always fun and exciting. We've always got some crazy shit going down around here. So, while Anthony's going to get his microwave popcorn, I can tell you about... Nah, I'm not going to do that to you, folks. But if you do have anything that you'd like to give us a call about, do so at 813-327-8566. And maybe Anthony can get that going for us on the board.
I think it's going.
We'll see what happens.
Okay, that's a good sign. Can you hear that?
I hear the background music.
You don't hear the phone at all.
Oh, now I hear you.
Hello. Huh? Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
I think we're all set. Are you calling? You're calling.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's fine. You can call in. You can do your own test. Because clearly we have gone totally off the rails tonight for some reason.
That's fine. But what, you can tell us. Actually, I'm just going to hang up on Betty.
Oh.
What's up with this holiday hookers thing? I didn't want to click on this website because I didn't know what it was going to take me to.
There's a website on the holiday hookers? Oh, I don't know. I don't know where that website goes to either. I think Google just made that an automatic website. I don't know what it is. Here come the holidays. Have you reserved your holiday hookers yet? If not, you should call or visit www.holiday-hookers.com or call 800-555-HOOK.
555-HOOK.
555-HOOK.
Chia Pets.
Chia Pets, yeah. Can you believe it? The Chia Pets. And, you know, I give them a lot of credit because they seem to still be, you know, relevant in some strange way. I was watching.
What, do they have busts of Donald Trump's head and it's a Chia Pet?
No, but they have the Chia Pet emoji. Yeah, exactly. See, so you can get the Chia Pet emoji.
Fuck emojis.
Yep. Well, you know, that's the new thing here. You know, that's how
fuck
it all works.
The
out.
New thing.
Fuck the new thing. You say fuck the new. If you fuck the new thing, call us 813-327-8566.
And speaking of,
and they had a Bob Ross Chia Pet too. That one Bob I think Ross. Would be pretty cool. I want to get one for the studio.
But, and well, you know, Dick White's going to get mad. He's going to want one, too.
Ah, fuck Dick White.
Yeah, I saw this crazy paycheck being issued for, like, $200,000 to Dick White. What's that all about?
Yeah, I wish I knew about that, too. I'd like to have some of that. That'd be nice.
Right? I want some of that. It seems like it's some kind of disability payment.
Apparently. Disability. I guess disability for having to put up with us.
You know, right around the holidays, too. It sucks.
Well, you know.
But, folks, I hope you're tuning in right now, either via the TuneIn app or the Internet Radio Player app.
So, you know.
What?
I said we have a handful of listeners.
Great! That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is really awesome. Hey, Anthony, do you watch the Netflix show Shameless?
Actually, at this time, I have not. I do not. I have not. At least not yet. I have an intention to. Yeah, you've been kind of pushing it.
It's set in Chicago. It's about a crazy dysfunctional family, and it's chock full of class struggle and tons of themes current to life today.
Ooh, we have a phone call.
And to boot, it's really funny. Shameless on Netflix. Binge watch. Watch tonight.
Hello, caller. You are on the air. Hello. Caller.
Caller, turn down your volume.
Turn down your radio, caller. Hello. Hello, caller. I wonder if our caller has left us. I hear us in the background.
Oh, no.
I do hear us in the background.
I'm just checking to make sure it's not me.
No, I hear us in the background. It's a strange
it's
call.
It's not me.
No, it's not you. All right, we will terminate the call for now.
Yeah, terminate the call on that one.
Terminate the call.
That's crazy.
You keep getting in the way. There's this little pop-up window that keeps getting away. I'm taking a look at the settings though, because I'm sure they may have gotten messed up in some way, shape, or form in the process of everything, like, you know, just freaking
blowing up,
yeah. Right? Headset mode.
So, but getting back to Shameless, though, this show is absolutely funny.
If you want,
and what I'm also discovering is that there's been a few cast members that from Deep Space Nine that have made some cameo appearances on this show. So it's kind of interesting.
I think we got the caller calling back. We can hear the caller now. Caller, can you hear us?
Oh, the caller is back.
Sounds like Ezel. I hear Ezel. At least I hear him.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, shit. I got a
clean that goddamn pipe out someday.
You might want to do that. That might be an important thing.
Oh, man. Hey, boys. How you doing out
there?
Hey,
Ezel. How you doing?
Good.
Happy holidays.
Joe. Yeah, man. Hey, Joe, I got to apologize. I sent some of them clay people over to your place. I did. And I sent two good guys, man. They're Lance and Rod, man. These guys are really some solid clay people. You understand what I'm talking about?
I think I do.
But I got to tell you what happened, though. They never made it.
They never made it? I heard some creaking in the night.
Did they ever show up? They never showed up.
I heard some creaking. I thought they were going to slither through the crack in the door.
Nah.
No, man. You know what? They were traveling in your place, and they saw a place called Pottery Barn, and they said, man, let's go with that. And they ain't never been seen after that. We can't find them. I think they turn them into some vases or some shit,
maybe,
man.
Maybe.
What the fuck is that?
Could
shit
be some decoration or something. You know, it could be a number
of
things.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. But anyway, I'll get some more of them big boys out of
you. Okay, that's a good idea.
You still ain't been molested. I didn't hear anything on the news. I was watching the news and they didn't say nothing about Joe being molested.
No, they haven't. So, we are still going with the Why Not Me campaign, one strong so
why
far.
Why not me?
You know, why not me?
Man.
Poor
well,
Joe.
Anyway, you know what? I know, Anthony, you've been, like, down on Florida, man. You've been, like, bitching and moaning about Florida. But I tell you what, man, I'll send you a reminder, man. We had, up here in Armpit, Illinois, we had about an inch and a half of that real shit, sloppy fucking snow today, man.
You know, and I get it. And the weather is the only nice thing down here. That's the problem. It's really only the weather.
You got to think this shit twice, man. I was out there and I go, God damn it, man. I'm getting the fuck out of here, man, with this shit. I hate snow. You know what snow is? It's a four-letter word, man.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. It clogs the arteries. You know what I mean? It's like cholesterol, man. It clogs the arteries.
Ooh, no, I had these big cheese puffs today that were so super delicious. They were
I can't eat anymore, according to my doctor.
Oh, man. So anyway, I want to bring up a subject here. Now I'm going to let you guys go get to your news. I want to spin the wheel. Are you ready to spin the wheel?
Oh, yeah, we can spin the wheel.
Yeah, I guess we can spin the wheel anytime. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But, let me tell the story.
Well, tell the story, and then you
the
can
wheel.
Spin the wheel.
All right, I want to know. Yeah, you know, I watch some TV because I got nothing else to do during the day. And I've never seen so many damn pharmaceutical commercials, okay? Now, let me ask you two boys, and this is from my personal experience. You know, all the shit that they run on TV is like prescription drugs. I mean, some heavy-duty prescription. You got to have a prescription. You got to have an okay from the government, you know, to get this shit.
Yeah.
So, did you ever go in a doctor's office and say, hey, I want some of that Humira. I want some of that Latuda or something.
I want
shit.
Some of that. My did ass don't smell no more.
You ever tell that to the doctor? Yeah, oh, here, I'll give you some. Here's a prescription.
No, I don't think I've ever done that. Never. I've never done that.
Well, why do they advertise on TV all of that? I swear to God.
Maybe people do that.
10,000 pharmaceutical commercials. You know what I mean?
What about you, Joe? Have you done that?
What is that for?
Do you do that?
Well, I think they do it by some kind of statistics or analysis. They probably go into old folks' home and watch them watch what they watch. And they say, okay, that bitch over there, she needs something. And that bitch over there, she needs something. So
yeah,
let's pump these commercials out.
80-year-old old fire go up to a doctor and say, hey, give me a script for Humana. That doctor will say, get the fuck out of here. What are you, crazy? I'm the doctor. I'm the one that prescribes medication. You ain't going to tell me what you want, man.
No, I've never gone to my doctor. Other than, like, penicillin, I've never gone to a doctor and said, I need something prescribed.
Well, maybe Michael Jackson's doctor would do it for
you. Then. You know, I don't understand. The airways are flooded with pharmaceutical. I mean, I've never seen so much shit. There's shit for this, shit for that.
I want to go into one of those settlement offices and say I have mesothelioma.
But you know,
right?
Or at least, hopefully, you don't.
Right. That's cool. But here, I want to go up to my doctor. I'm gonna go to my doctor and say, "Hey, man, I want some pharmaceutical marijuana." Okay, write me a script. You think that son of a bitch gonna write me a script?
No.
Most likely not.
In Florida,
most likely not, unless they are specifically licensed.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they get them funny doctors. They'll write a script for you. Nothing, you know, if you got pimples on your head.
True, that's true.
You know. Yeah. But anyway, I was trying to get in last week, but you were kind of occupied there. You had a caller there with the whole nine yards, man. That was something. That was like a football game there, man.
Right.
But it was good. I was good. Listen, I got the pipe out. Oh,
okay. That's good. Yeah, you know, that show was awesome. It was just a one nice long conversation. So, Ezel, what's going on for the holidays for you? You got some company coming?
What, this holiday?
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna hitchhike. I'm gonna get on the road to hitchhike. I'm going to Florida, man. This snow today, that made up my mind. I'm going to Florida. I'm going to see Anthony, man. I'm going to be a guest on the show, man. I'm going to knock on the studio door by the I'm going to go get some of that hooflung poo at the Chinese restaurant down the street.
Nice.
From the studio, you know. I'm going to go knock on the door and come down to Florida. Man, I can't take this shit, man. This first snowfall, man, it just fucked up my head, man. I got to clean my pipe, man. I'm telling you. But hey, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Can I spin the wheel today?
Yeah. Sure.
Hold on. All right. If you're ready for some news, I'm going to spin your wheel, man.
All right. Go ahead and give it a tug.
All right.
Out.
Here we go. And a one. And a two. And a three.
Oh. There we go.
Nice.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Enjoy. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Isaac.
Next time.
All right.
Ooh, what do we got tonight?
Well, we'll find out in just a moment. As soon as the wheel spits it out, I have an idea for a new wheel, but it's going to take some editing and some work.
All right.
It's going to be a while. All right, so tonight's winning news wheel, believe it or not, is actually a Florida news story.
Oh, yes, it is.
In case you missed it, an arrest was made in the Seminole Heights homicide case back on November 28th. However, if you were deaf and watching the press conference, you wouldn't have had any clue what the hell was going on. Derlin showed up at Tampa Police on that night. But as the police chief spoke about the capture of a serial killer suspect, those
what
deaf,
the fuck?
Yeah, they couldn't understand what the interpreter was trying to say. I think that was supposed to be edited out. Dick White really does deserve that paycheck. A certified ASL interpreter said that Derlin was just standing at the conference, twisting her hands back and forth, and that it was obvious that something quite wasn't right. Most of the time, it looked just like she was signing, but not using any actual signs. When she was spelling words out, she wasn't spelling anything at all. They were just gibberish, more than anything, according to another ASL expert at USF. There you go. Yeah, exactly. You know, Mandela. The same thing happened at Nelson Mandela's funeral. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. Same thing happened with Mandela's funeral. Anyway.
Somebody just showed up to do this, and they were like...
Hey. And they just, hey, okay, why not? A mother, one of the victims, was relying on that interpreter because she actually herself is deaf, but she didn't know what the hell was going on. A spokesperson for the Tampa Police Department says that he didn't do his due diligence, no shit, and did not question Derlin when she showed up as a ASL interpreter. The city relies on a prepaid contractor for interpreters, and police assumed that she was just sent over.
Privatized bullshit.
Yep. Derlin has several fraud arrests on her record, including one conviction that landed her in state prison.
Ooh.
Police say that while she what she did wasn't a crime, it really was an ethical violation.
We need the ethical police.
Ethic police, yes. Welcome to the sunny state for shady people.
Yay.
Yep, exactly. And that, you know, we have, we can go right into this.
Ooh.
It's a little bumpy tonight, folks, because we are doing a new format. So
yes, we are. Well, Anthony, first up, it's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. And excuse me, let me tell you, it is downright chilly compared to just a week and a half ago. So unless you're listening live, it's not currently snowing lightly and breezy at 34 degrees. Dew point is 31 degrees. Humidity is 89%. Wind chill is 26 degrees. Winds are out of the north at 10 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10. Tonight, Monday night, snow before 10 p.m., chance of flurries after midnight, low around 20. Blustery with winds increasing to 15 to 25 in the evening. Winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 80%, new snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 22. Brr, chill. It's going to be blustery with a northwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 15. Brr, chill. Wind chill values as low as 1.
Ooh.
Yeah. Northwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20.
Wow.
And that's your Chicago Shyampa weather.
All right. There we go.
And now for the news.
Yes. And well, you know, it is the holidays, and it's time to bring the holiday stories out, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Except this holiday story has a little twist.
Does it now?
Yes, because I attached a picture to the news script, and you can see why. And no, that's not poop in a Christmas tree.
Is that... Ooh, that looks like a snake in a Christmas tree.
Yes!
Oh, my goodness. That is not a pleasant sight.
So this is from our friends, Ben Hooper. An Australian mother is warning neighbors to be on the lookout after her 4-year-old found a snake slithering through the branches of their Christmas tree. So Jessica of Someplace posted a photo to Facebook showing the green tree snake her family found among the branches of their white artificial tree.
Ooh.
Artificial tree. Ugh. Snakes are about with this warmer weather. Wherever they are. Just had one removed from my Christmas tree this afternoon. Although he was harmless, a good reminder to keep a watch out. Oh my God, he was a harmless snake? Really?
Really? That's all? Just a harmless snake?
But
huh?
You know what? I would still be freaked out. I'd be like, what the fuck? Why is there a snake slithering in my Christmas tree?
No,
whether it be real or
point.
Artificial.
No, that's a very good point. That's a very good point.
But I guess their little 4-year-old spotted it. It's a little tree snake, about a meter long.
Uh-huh.
It wrapped itself around their Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
We had only just put the tree up. We don't know how it got in, but it gave us a good laugh. Alexandria said a snake catcher relocated the serpent, which turned out to be a harmless green tree snake. We've just only moved here from the tablelands, so we weren't really expecting to find a snake inside. We can handle it outside, but it just gave me a bit of a fright. Because the kids, you know, they were right under it. About 3.5 feet away. Must have been a really good tree, right?
Yeah, right. Tell me about it. All right. So are we moving on to the next one?
Yes.
Ooh, it is McGinty.
So the sentiment is still there, though, because while it's actually really a Mexican guy, but still it's the same sentiment.
Okay.
So I've attached a picture, and I think if you go to the website, there's an actual video of a gentleman. And, of course, our friend Ben Hooper gave us this story. Again, thank you, Ben. A customer at a Mexican supermarket captured the moment a cowboy rode his horse into the store to buy a six-pack of beer.
Ooh.
Hey, I wonder if he got Modelos.
Maybe. Is that a popular drink?
It is. It's very popular. It's delicious. I'm drinking one right now.
There you go.
The video recorded some Saturday evening shows the cattle rancher riding his horse into the Oxxo store in the Costera district of Acapulco.
Acapulco.
The footage shows workers attempting to usher the horse out of the store, but the filmer said the rider was allowed to buy a six-pack of beer before running out of the business.
Oh, that's too funny.
You know what? If anybody gets any crazy ideas about riding their horse or big dog or something into or any restaurant, don't.
Don't do it. You don't want large animals. Uh-huh. You don't want large farm animals being ridden into your restaurants.
We don't contain large farm animal implements or hay or any sexy hot farm hands.
You can have farm fresh breakfast food then.
Yeah, that would be true farm to table, wouldn't it?
Greatest marketing ploy ever.
Wow. Could you imagine all the servers carrying around live chickens plopping out eggs at every table? So
there you
here's
go.
Your eggs.
Here's your egg. Bloop, bloop, bark, 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 bloop, bloop, bloop.
Who said we weren't funny? Anyways.
Oh, goodness.
Let's move on to the next story.
All right, let me find the next card. Here's the button. All right. Ooh, this is mysterious music.
So, the internet, I guess, baffles a lot of people. It really does. It's like
you'd
people
be
just
surprised.
Get
a lot of things baffle people. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. So, our final story from our friend Ben Hooper. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
We really got to meet you, whether it be through our lawyers or, you know.
hopefully not the latter, not the former. Hopefully through social graces and not, you know. Yes.
Anyways, internet users preparing their homes for the holidays expressed bafflement at the latest trend.
Uh-huh.
Upside down Christmas trees selling for up to $1,000. Right? Twitter users expressed surprise and confusion after discovering stores including Target, Home Depot, Walmart, and Kohl's are offering artificial Christmas trees designed to look like upside-down conifers.
Wow.
Further confusion was caused by the price tags on some of the trees, which one offered by Target retailing for nearly $1,000.
Wow.
I have a lot of questions. Why is Target selling an upside-down Christmas tree?
Why is anyone selling an upside-down Christmas tree?
So why is it nearly $1,000? Is this a Stranger Things joke that I'm missing? Someone help! Twitter user at Schwafer Wafer said in a tweet that went viral. Experts said upside-down Christmas trees have existed for centuries in Slavic countries, including Poland, where a spruce tree hung upside down from the ceiling is considered a religious symbol.
You know, surprisingly, that is true, though. And I am aware of that, but it's just, I'm like, really? The fad has now moved us towards upside down Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Wow.
For $1,000.
That's the thing that gives me $1,000.
You know
for
what?
A fucking
you
tree.
Know what? Corporate America, you can keep your fucking Christmas. How about
there you
that?
Go. Merry fucking Christmas.
And that's it for my news.
That's
back
it
to you,
for your
Anthony.
News. All right. I have some copy here for This Way Out. I don't know if the new file is going to be uploaded in time, so I apologize to our listeners if this copy does not meet the episode that will eventually air. We will cut it in the new episode if necessary. All right. So, anyway. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this experience? Call us at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, the U.S. Supreme Court considers speech, creativity, and anti-gay bias. In other news, Australia's top court declares civil marriage equality. Cambodia's human rights head highlights a queer Asia conference. A Tanzanian lesbian is arrested after her videoed romance goes viral. Trump tilts a federal court windmills over transgender military troops.
Yep.
A Kentucky marriage activist runs against the clerk of his discontent, and matrimonial equality becomes the law of the land in Australia. Those stories and more this week when you choose This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine on Cheyampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony show. We still got 20 seconds.
You know what? I want to say hi to the folks, all the guys at World Labor Hour, WRFU, Radio Free Urbana, Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. Hi, guys.
This broadcast brought to you partially by Barefoot Pinot Grigio.
And Modelo and...
And Modelo and something else. I don't know. Yes. Something else that I might be doing. All right, folks, hang tight. We will be back in 4 minutes, and it will be safe again in 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio.
What you're about to see is the world's most revolutionary telephone switching invention. We call it Super Switcher. It has almost no moving parts, yet handles 4 times more calls than its predecessor. It required an investment of $400 million, but should ultimately save $1 billion a year. And soon, every major American area will have one. Looks dull, eh?
Well, imagine that each of these cars is a long-distance call. This new invention can handle over 500,000 an hour. That's 5 days traffic on a busy Los Angeles freeway. Super Switcher.
It should go a long distance to prevent traffic jams on your long-distance calls.
The Bell System. People using technology to help keep down costs and improve service. Keeping your phone system the best in the world.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Ooh. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts, Peter Paul, Mounds don't.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Radio Moscow, Moscow. This is Radio Moscow, and here is the news.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Moscow.
Czechoslovak Radio Prague. Czechoslovak Radio Prague.
Where are my priorities? What the fuck? I just had a moment where I completely blacked out and have no clue which way my digital circuitry was taking me. Input dynamite, hash, tag oopsie betty 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 bit tie, version 2.138, data crystal 9, reboot. Please wait. Blackout. Please wait, cat pooped, input error, meow. Poop, pow, error, poop, D, loop, error, poop, roger, poop, error, roger fucking damn you, error. System fatal error, ba-whoop, ba-weep, returning you to Cheyenne Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
I can turn it, like, down as much as possible.
Now it's too low.
Now it's
but
too
I'll
low.
But I'll cue Betty. How about
cue
that?
Cue Betty. That sounds good.
Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday. Up next, it's Anthony's Shampa weather in crazy Florida news. But first, according to nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National App Day, National Noodle Ring Day. Okay, well, I don't need no stinking app. I control myself, bitches. And don't even think about eating any more pasta. That shit is bad for you. But you know what's not bad for you? When you go grab your bong so we can get started with Anthony's Florida weather in crazy news segment. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
All right. I guess before we get into my Florida news, we have the local forecast. Because we moved it around. We're shaking it up. It's time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. How did everyone enjoy this cold snap this past weekend? I loved it, and it's still going to be cold again. Yes, yes, I absolutely did. I absolutely did. I found it wonderfully exhilarating.
Liberating?
Liberating, exhilarating, you name it, something.
Did it require extra layers of clothing and long johns?
I don't think it required that much. The heat was activated.
Oh.
The heat has had been.
You don't
activated.
Have gas heat, right?
I don't have what? No, I have a heat pump though, so that kind of helps. It's an air conditioner that runs in reverse. Your air conditioner just runs in reverse. That's all it does. But it's great. It heats the house up nice and toasty, and it doesn't use any more electricity than the air conditioner.
That's nice.
That is the nice thing, because other people just have electric heat, and electric heat is very expensive because you use a lot of electricity, and it costs a lot to keep the house warm.
Well, I tell you, I have gas heat, and it costs a lot to keep the house warm.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure gas heat is
especially in this state. They just passed all kinds of taxes and fee increases and bullshit.
Really? Really? Yeah. That's ridiculous.
ComEd is getting their due coming soon, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. That's crazy.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think it's time we get into my weather. And then
let's get into
my crazy Florida news. Unless you're listening live, it is currently not fair in 54 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 62%. The dew point is 41 and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, mostly clear with low around 51. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 73. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 46.
Why is your weather so short?
Wednesday, sunny with a high near 62. And Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 51. That's your Tampa weather. I don't know. It's long in the summer because the rain. Precipitation. When it's rainy season, they're long, and I usually cut them down to like Tuesday, because it's like, you know, a 60% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon, and like a 20% chance of showers and storms overnight, and so it gets in the winter time, it's like sunny and a temperature. So,
got it.
Okay, where are we at? And that's your Chiampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. And now on to some crazy Florida news. Ooh. If I could find the advance button on the cart. There we go. I knew it was somewhere.
Go.
All right. So let's see. The Herald Tribune out of Sarasota brings us our first crazy Florida news story of the night about a man living the Florida lifestyle with a car, an obsession for donuts, and, well, not a whole lot of common sense. Scott, 21, of Palmetto, fled the scene of a crash on State Road 62 Tuesday night following a domestic incident. The police were contacted. When deputies arrived to Scott's location, they found him driving his vehicle in donuts on the runway.
Deputy Donut.
Scott then raced back and forth past the deputies and made it clear that he was not going to stop. A pursuit ensued, and Scott eventually ran over three sets of stop sticks, puncturing his tires, causing his car to stop in a grassy, ditched area. Sobriety tests showed that Scott had a blood alcohol level of 0.1%, higher than Florida's 0.08. Yes, he had a lot of Modelos. Scott was arrested, and no injuries were reported. So everything is all right. He did not, you know. My goodness, I was driving on I-4 this weekend, and them people is crazy. I was going at like 75, 80 with the 80 is like the flow of traffic, and there were people, there were people that were flying by in the right-hand lane of at least 100 miles an hour, weaving in and out of cars. It was ridiculous. Wow. I think it was it's named America's Most Dangerous Freeway. Yeah, it's kind of scary.
It's like one long drag race.
It is. It is. And it's not, the accidents don't happen inside the cities because it slows down. It all happens outside when it's all this open space and people just get ridiculous and just drive fast as fuck.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of fender benders too, though.
Oh, yeah. No, but the fatalities, I think it's an issue. It's got like the most fatalities than any particular type of highway in America, which is kind of scary. It's kind of sad, really. It's very sad when you think about it, so, but, you know. Anywho, let's move on to something brighter, like Deputy Donut.
Okay.
Yes. ABC, oh, first off. All right, that made life a lot easier. Makes it easier accessing the debate.
Yay.
See, there you go. ABC Action News brings us our next crazy Florida news story about a Florida deputy who pulled a Floridian move. At approximately 3:30 in the morning on Tuesday, a man was caught on surveillance camera stealing from a marked Apalaca Police Department patrol vehicle that was parked in the neighborhood driveway. In the video, the man walks up to Deputy Donut's patrol car, opens an unlocked passenger door, and begins stealing equipment such as tactical vests with police markings, tasers, and a 16-round .45 caliber rifle and magazine.
Why not? Jackpot.
The suspect is seen making three trips to his car, including one carrying the rifle. Pembroke's Pines police believe the suspect was also responsible for additional vehicle burglaries, which occurred around the same area on Tuesday morning. Police describe the suspect as a light-skinned black or Hispanic male, roughly 5 foot 10 inches and 160 pounds. That's anywhere up on Grindr. With a full sleeve tattoo visible on his right arm. If you see the suspect in question, please contact Deputy Donut right away. He would like to find his man.
Do you think this could also be the Seminole Heights suspect? The real suspect?
I don't know.
Accumulating weapons and other mass destruction items for his... Because it seems awfully suspicious, doesn't it? But anyways, that's interesting. I'm Mr. Conspiracy Theory tonight.
That's all good. It's all good. You're all good with it. All right, we got two minutes till we get to Plethora. So let's there we go.
This is sexy. Yep.
The Sebastian Daily brings us our final story of the night, which is a, oh my goodness, what the hell is that? It was a hurricane. Florida kind of naked news story. It's a bit chilly lately, so the nakedness isn't as easy to find. Yashia, 21, and Marshika, 21, were seen entering the a store, selecting multiple items before leaving without paying for the merchandise. The manager ran off after one of the suspects and retrieved the bags from their vehicle.
Maybe they thought it was an Amazon ticket store.
Maybe, could be. Two female suspects began running away. Deputies arrived and reviewed store surveillance, which was consistent with the manager's statements. Deputies then searched for the suspects around the outlet mall and found them wearing only their bras and panties outside a nearby hotel.
Oh, my.
Yashia and Marshika told deputies they didn't do anything wrong and that the store manager told them nothing would happen if they returned the stolen merchandise. Yashia and Marshika.
Wait. There's something wrong with this. They didn't do anything wrong, but yet they have stolen merchandise. So
yeah, okay. I know. Exactly. They were arrested and transported to the Indian River County Jail, where they were both charged with felony grand theft. Holy shit. The total value of the stolen items was $876.83.
Yep. And that's what happens when you play with that shit.
And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Hey, we're always looking for unique content and people. Call the studios anytime at 813-327-8566. Hang out with these two idiots and be a part of this unique studio experience. And now, go grab your bongs, right, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo. The Plethora Discussion Segment. Take it away, guys.
Woohoo!
Yay! Awesome. Thanks,
Betty.
Wow,
we made it, folks. We made it through three quarters of the show. This is the last 15 minutes.
And we're on time. Can you believe that? We're actually on time.
Yeah. We do it. We're stoners, but we do it. We do it because we love it. This is a hobby for us. This is like, you know, a relaxation zen thing to us in a way. And it's a challenge at times, too, because it requires me to open up my ways of communicating and,
yes,
improvising, all that good stuff. But it's time for Two for Monday.
Two for Monday.
Yeah. So I was, well, because of how the show went, and of course it's apropos for our title tonight, right?
Yes.
Real episode 114.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So, last week we found some impetus, and
I'm telling you,
we changed things up. We moved screens, we moved printers, we moved kitties. We relocated kitties. We relocated kitties again.
And how has the how has your meetings with the kitty relocation committee been going lately?
Well, it's going okay. We got our tests all done. We sent the results, so we'll have an answer soon, we hope. It'll probably mean we give two shots instead of one. And shots, I just mean by two units, not
two shots. Two shots of heroin. Shots. Yeah, Joe's shooting up his cat with heroin.
Yes, right.
We're seeing what's going to happen.
This shit's expensive.
I'm sure it is. Insulin is not cheap. And
well, it's not just that, but you know, you got to get the test strips, and those things cost money.
Yeah.
But anyways, what I wanted to say though is I kind of just changed up my environment. I've got new art studies, and I just, you know, every once in a while, folks, you need to just go through your house and just change shit up. You know, get rid of things, move things, relocate things that don't make any sense to you anymore. Make things go blinky blinky in the night while you're watching
blinky
TV.
Blinky. Do you know why those test strips are so expensive? Because there's gold in them.
There's no gold in them.
No, there really is. You should look it up. You should Google search.
Actually, there may be gold in the contacts.
I think there is gold in them, yes.
Yeah, there's gold in the electrical contacts.
That's why
they're
expensive.
Because the blood makes a connection to a circuit that then the
oxidase. Chemical change makes a, yeah, it creates a circuit or resistance, yep, or something. Who the fuck knows? But yeah, I think there's gold in them. That's why they're so fucking expensive. Just like I never realized that catalytic converters had platinum in it.
Well, that's why they get stolen.
I never knew that. Well, I didn't find that out until I actually had to buy a replacement one for my car because it just went bad. And I'm like, really? $600 for a fucking catalytic converter? What the fuck's in that thing? Platinum? Yeah.
So, Anthony, yes, speaking of crime, I sent you an email or a screenshot today of an email that I got saying that I guess Linkin Park and here in Chicago, it's now like a daily occurrence where people are getting mugged, held with a gun to their heads, property stolen.
Wow.
So Chicago is not on a good track right now to a crime-free environment. It's lawless in some places. In places you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, I think that's what really gets me is the whole, I mean, some of these neighborhoods, but I guess it's not surprising. It's not surprising. Crime spreads. That's what it does.
Yep.
It moves
Speaking
out.
Of spreads, you heard about those wildfires out in California?
I've seen some of those. Yeah, how about that?
Holy shit. It's like, could you just imagine driving down a road and just on both sides of you, and you've got flames licking up the sides of your car? And you're just
disco
told,
inferno.
Just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going.
Just keep
Don't
going.
Stop.
Keep going. Just keep driving. Keep that driving until crazy. You melt to the road.
So, I don't know, folks. Yeah. What do you think? Hopefully, I have to be honest, I don't have confidence in some of the quality of the call tonight. I hope it came through okay.
You sound pretty good.
Okay, well, I apologize in advance if there's any dropouts or goofy situations.
So far, you sound all right.
Okay.
Betty's
been
coming through all right.
Yeah, we had a configuration change. Betty fucked something up.
Yeah, we don't know what happened. We're going to have to try to figure it out at some point, so...
Well, I noticed, too, I need to turn off that automatic restart shit for the updates because Roger sometimes will break all hell and stop broadcasting.
Yeah, yeah. These things can be fussy sometimes. It's just when they kind of throw them at the wall sometimes.
Yeah. So if we spell Arkansas and Kansas the same, why don't we say Arkansas or Kansas?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I've always wondered that.
Are these things that you think about on a real-time basis?
they pop up every now and then.
Okay. What's the next one?
Does anyone really know what time it is? And then that's usually always followed up with, what time is it?
And why is it that time?
Why isn't that time? And then last week it was the, why didn't the garbage men pick up my recycling last week? Because that kind of stuck with me for a while because it was
a
full bin. No, they're not union here. Are you crazy? They don't make anything, the poor guys. I don't know. They just didn't pick it up like a previous week. And we like fill the recycle bin. You know, we're like toppers. We recycle. So we were kind of like backlogged with the recycling. And now like half the studio has got like cans and bottles. Oh, ever seen Hoarders? If you've ever seen Hoarders,
well,
you would understand.
You know, if only studio management would approve the soda dispensing machine.
Well,
which
you know what happened last time we got one of those. I mean, come on. Seriously. I mean, you know, last time we got one of those, Betty got arrested. And Roger kind of was never right after that. So, I mean, it's not one of those things that, you know, we want to flirt with. Again, I don't know why a soda machine, something so simplistic, could cause so much havoc in a studio.
Well, they've got new ones where all you got to do is touch the screen for which soda you want.
Oh, yes, I've seen those. I've seen those, and that's also why my cholesterol is so damn high. But
oh, boy. So what else we got for you folks? We got nothing else, but oh wait, we got Joe Wisdoms.
Oh yay.
Yeah, wait.
Okay.
Hello. You ready for this? Joe Wisdom here.
Hello.
And you're in the Joe Wisdom corner here on Sharper Radio. Did you know that when you drink from a straw, you take in more air than usual? No wonder why you're a pig belching everywhere, unless you're into that sort of thing. You know what? I do get the hiccups. It's nasty. So, okay, I'm going to deviate and kind of talk about a meeting I had with two vendors. One is from an online ordering company, and the other one is an event service, event and planning, party management kind of service. And the first guy, presentation was great, you know, but he was trying to say that he was cheaper because he didn't take a commission atop of every sale. The only thing he didn't say was, well, we don't have delivery drivers. You still have to provide that service. Okay, so that's an extra cost.
Okay.
And then we also get charged a little extra cost for the merchant processing. So by the time you add up all those costs, it's probably going to be roughly 20% of the transaction.
Yeah, right.
Plus you get the delivery driver for free. So,
you have to pay for the delivery service for these things?
Well, it depends on who you go with. Like, most of the major delivery companies have their own drivers, so it's just built. It's built in.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah,
Grubhub just takes a commission.
Okay, okay,
that's all.
Gotcha. So they take a commission. So they charge me a booking fee, and they take a commission off of your sale.
Exactly.
I see how that works.
So, and then the other thing that we did was this event management company, and basically they kind of billed themselves as they were brokers. They were like out there just scrounging for parties, and that they would deliver these parties to you. Instead, what they are is more of a content management solution, where they provide very splashy, you know, big button, big text on your website. You know, it makes you want to just buy now this big party thing. And it's like the guy was like, well, it's great that your website gets so much traffic, but... And it's like, okay, so you want me to sign up for this service, but yet you're not out there to get us customers. You're just out there to... dope it up with your content manager. No, thank you. I don't know. It's like everybody's got something to sell, and I'm so sick of hearing the salesman's pitch. Just fucking come to the point. This is what we offer. This is what we do. Don't, like, mince it up with all of the bullshit, garbage, blah. It's disgusting. I don't know.
So, do you hear the ugly lights?
I do.
Okay, good.
If you believe in your product, you will sell it well.
I know. I get a lot of calls for IT shit. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights have been on for a while, and the bowl is pretty empty. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way. We've 115 episodes.
Oh, hey, yay, thanks for tuning in. I hope you listen to the whole hour of the Joe and Anthony Show on Triumph Radio. Come check out my show, Weekend with Joe. I play some intriguing science and language programs and some jazzy stuff, too. Sourced from archive.org and radioforall.net, you can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Hi. I'm not in the script right now. Please do hold. You can make your morning commute more commutable with the weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays questionably good programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. And then on your drive home, you can catch traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons, 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. He'll dust off some of the most obscure shit. And let me tell you, that shit's obscure. Combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home either more enjoyable or just torturous.
Yes, right? Wow, Anthony, so much awesome programming. Oh, hey, everybody. Be sure to tune into your favorite device to our 24-hour internet radio station, Cheyampa Radio. Visit www.cheyampa.info. www.shyampa.info. Listen live, check out the Joe and Anthony past shows, our Facebook and Twitter links, and see our most current broadcast schedules there. Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome? We still have time to banter.
We still have 20 seconds until we have to stand up for the flag. Oh, excuse me.
Exactly.
That's my tribute to America.
So, next show will be the Monday before Christmas.
Yeah, I think I'll be around. Is it before the 22nd or after the 22nd?
Oh, it's before the 22nd.
Okay, then I will be for that one. So the week
it'll be the 18th.
The 18th is fine. I will have to be gone the week after that. But our first show of the year is on January 1st. Can you believe
that?
Isn't that New
great?
Year's Day. So I will make sure I'm going to
will
do
that. Will
that
be our
Day.
Third year? Or our fourth
we
year?
We will be entering our third year. Our third anniversary is in March or something.
Sweet.
Know.
It's we'll out plan for a show on that.
Yeah, right. Tell
lots
me
of
that.
Chocolates.
Lots of chocolates. Well, we got to wait for the cholesterol to go down a little bit first. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We should be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.imgoingtosneeze.cheyampa.info. Oh, my God.
And remember,
folks, don't go stealing an AR-47 from a snake while riding your cowboy to the drag race with RuPaul after impersonating a sign language interpreter. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a big E.
Fuck, where is that damn data crypto 9? Oh, oopsie poopsie. Good night with an E.
Oopsie poopsie. She was a little early.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.